We are up to Perik Yud Dalet, If Chav Beis, in a page Kuf Tzadik Beis in the new print. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shalema, for Shoshana Malka Bas Dobro. She should have a Yeshua. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur link, or email Rabbi Fishman, RabbiFishman at gmail.com. He begins Siv Chav Beis. We're going to talk about drying on Shabbos. Siv Chav Beis begins. Mutul Nagev es haguf vegam es hasayris. It's permitted to dry the body and hears. I will also lischeit es hasayris, but one cannot try to squeeze water out of one's hair on Shabbos. Shaloi b'derech nigov, not in the method of just regular dabbing to dry, but as of a squeezing the hair. Umakim tsar mutul chachi b'sayr sertuvais. Someone's in pain, you're allowed to scratch your head even while your hair is wet. And you don't have to worry that you may, when you're scratching your head, do schita. Sif mem gimel, sorry, sif chav gimel on the top of page, kuf tzadik gimel. Mutul ishtamish magevet niyor. One can use paper towels on Shabbos. Afal pi, even though she alulo lihikara atoich kedei hashimush. Even though you're going to destroy the paper towels, they're going to fall apart in your hands while you're using it. So too, you could use paper napkins, b'Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? He does point out in small print the star. You cannot tear toilet paper or paper towels off a roll on Shabbos. Even if you're tearing it not where the perforated line is. Sometimes you have toilet paper or you have napkins that look like they're separated, but if you look closely at the edges, there's still a tiny amount attached. You're not allowed to even rip those apart where you're tearing apart that tiny amount on the edge, even though it's mostly cut from beforehand. One cannot do that, and it is incumbent on people to check before Shabbos when they buy a new brand of tissues, a new brand of toilet paper, napkins. We sometimes think that they're coming, and it even says advertised that they're detached, but they're not really fully detached. One should make sure that they are fully detached on Shabbos. They must be fully detached. Se'if Chav Dalet. Mutter l'taltel es ha-magevet l'ache she-nirtevo. You could move a towel that became wet from everyone drying their hands. Sometimes now you'll have a very damp towel. Ve'en choshesh in shema yovel l'schait eisa. You don't have to worry that maybe if there's dampness in the towel, you're going to dry it out. You're going to squeeze it out. You don't have to worry. If it's still right now, obviously if you have a towel that you used to dry off a puddle or that's very, very wet, you have the problem. But simply just a towel that's wet from drying hands, you don't have to worry. Siv chafei, now you have a wet towel and you want to hang it. Osur litlois mageves rituva, one may not hang a wet towel l'shem yivush if the intention of hanging the towel is so the towel will dry out. Aval litlois b'mekoyim ha'ragil mut egamim tisyavisham. You have a regular hook where you hang the towel. You hang the towel on that hook, wet or dry. That's the place where you keep it. Now, when you're hanging the towel when it's wet, it could end up drying off because when a towel's hanging nicely, you'll have an easier time to dry. You may hang a towel at such a place because you're not hanging it to dry. You're hanging it because this is where this towel remains and belongs. But you have to be careful not to hang it next to a radiator or an oven, a stove, where the heat will dry out the towel. That's usur, right? Because now you're using fashion of bishul, a fashion of heating it up to dry it out. That is usur. You have a towel that's hanging on a rope that's tied to two trees. You have a rope that's tied to two trees. That's what's keeping the rope up. And you have a towel that's hanging from this rope. In such a case, mutl nagev ba'esayadayim, one may dry his hands from this towel. But v'ilu magevet atluya ala eitz, if the towel is hanging directly on a tree, ein lenagev ba, that, ans mukza, we learned a little bit about it previously, we'll see more in the future, you cannot use a towel that's mamish hanging directly on a tree. But if it's hanging on a rope that's tied to a tree, that's permitted. But one cannot remove the towel from the rope that's hanging between the two trees. And surely, and you're not allowed to take a towel down from a tree that's hanging on a tree directly. Right? That's, we're gonna learn more about that in Hilchos Muktzah. It's a very famous story of the stipler Goyin. That was when he was in the army, in the Russian army. So they had to shear coats, those who were on duty. And he was on guard duty on Friday night. And the shift person before him, this is Siberian cold, left the coat hanging on a tree for him. And he came there and he saw it and he wouldn't take the coat off. Even though for many people, it was considered sakonas nefashis to be out in the cold without a coat. But the stipler stayed all night out in the cold. Better than to take down something that's hanging on a tree on Shabbos. You cannot take a towel down from a tree. Si'if chavav, miskan miyuchod shiyesh bay slil orich shalbad hameshamesh anigav yadayim. You have a long towel that's hanging on a pole, right? And everyone in shul uses the same towel. Like some chassidish places have, some Eretz Yisrael they have in some places still that don't can't afford yet paper towels and disposable. You have a towel, it's on a rod. Every person dries their hands on the same towel, pull it down. I guess after enough hours and the towel gets enough wet, they open the thing on the top that locks it closed and they change the towel. Right? But many, many people are expected to use, sometimes all day, or days, the towel. So mutter limshech boikadeil nagiv is yedayim mekayim besanakiyim oyayivashim shiboy. So you're allowed to pull the towel down, right, to get to a spot that's not so wet that you could draw your hands. Umutter gam lachlifoy mizman lizman. So too on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could open up. Gam l'shem kach yesh tzuas psichas boyerg uski rosa. Even though you have to, looks like you're unlocking and locking the contraption on top that allows, that keeps the rod in, right? It's a door, it's with hinges, and whatever it is, it locks closed so the towel doesn't slide off it. You're allowed to open that up on Shabbos. Take slide off the towel and put on a new towel. Se'iv Chav Zayin. B'Shabbos, the bottom of page Kuf Tzad Gimel, the new print of Shmir Shabbos Gol Chosa. Se'iv Chav Zayin. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, lo yikariv es yadayim haleichos l'choy matan roi asako. On Shabbos, you should not put wet hands very close to an oven or any heating element. Af im ein chumatan even if the tanur, the hot plate, whatever it is not reached, it's not really a question of being mavashel the water on your hands, right? And the reason why is if you look in Sifkot and Ayin Zayin on the bottom, it says v'tam isra nigov b'derech zu, right? Tam isra nigov b'derech zu, the reason why it's prohibited. It gives the appearance you're washing your hands with water that was warmed up on Shabbos. Because when you put your hands near there, that water does get warmer than it is, even if it doesn't reach Yatz Ledesboy. But it gives the appearance of washing your hands with water that was heated on Shabbos. And therefore, you should not heat the water. V'gam lo yishtamish l'nigav ha'yadayim b'miskin chashmalai. Obviously, one cannot use an electronic hand dryer. Even if it's running directly, not that you put your hands underneath, which we'll see shortly, you can't do the turn it on, but even if it's running straight from before Shabbos, or you have a Shabbos clock, you cannot put your hands beneath a hand dryer that the heat should cause the water to evaporate from your hands on Shabbos. If it has electronic eye, if it has a sensor, it's going to pick up your hands and turn on the machine. Turns on as you get your hands closer to the sensor. Avada, right? One may not use that on Shabbos. But once your hands are dry, you can put your hands next to the stove to warm up your hands. That's mutter. But Yom Tov mutter lasses kol hanal. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to use. It doesn't mean the electronic that's going to turn on from the sensor. But if the machine's on before Yom Tov, or putting your hands next to a heated element, so because you're allowed to wash your hands with warm water that were heated on Yom Tov, you don't have this problem of nimtza kireichetz bechamin. And therefore, on Yom Tov, as long as I will come over and liyafal samiskan achashmael lai baibim, as long as what you're doing is not turning on and off any electrical element, you could use a heated element to dry your hands on Yom Tov. Siv chav ches, page kuf tzadik dalet. Ha'hoylech lebeis ha'tfilah. Someone went to the mikvah. V'roitz l'kachas imay samagevet b'makim shein erev. He wants to carry a towel with him in an area with no erev. Yachal l'kach the derech levisha. Gein l'satif bo kedema. With the last can after the chazara, he could wear two and from the mikvah as long as he wears it in a fashion that he's fashioning it onto himself like a garment. So he has to take his towel, he has to wrap it around himself, make it like a skirt, make it like a towel or a handkerchief. He has to wear it in a way that's derech atifa. Generally, don't recommend it to people because people are not careful how do they do it, and then if they're not comfortable, then while they're walking, could be all adjusted. But mikra din it's mutter. Siv chav tes nislachlu yodov betit ukedema. If one's hands got dirty on Shabbos from like cement or something similar to that, also nagvam magevet ebe machtata. One should not wipe them with a towel or a handkerchief. Gzeiru shem yovid lechabes es amagevet es amamachta kedel nakoisam min alich lechadavik ben. Since cement and this other type of dirt is the type to get stuck to the towel. Usually when you use a towel to wipe your hands off it, we're not talking about disposable, but a cloth towel, the derech would be that you'd wash off that towel right away. You don't want it to dry on the towel, it's not going to come off. So because the derech would be to wash the towel right away, you should not wipe your hands onto a towel. But if you have a dry shmata or paper, that you wouldn't regularly wash just because they got dirty, you're not makwid, you throw it out. So something like that you throw out, so that is what you should use to wipe your hands off from such type of schmutz like cement or dirt or mud on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur was brought to us for Fu Shalema for Shoshana Malka Bas Dobro. Should have Yeshua Bekarv. To help keep the shiurim coming on a consistent basis, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor share or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a share.